you're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kenmare.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure to join you this evening, Wishy, in paying tribute to the great Denis P. O'Sullivan, one of the really great characters of the association, not just in Kerry, but countrywide, a man who's given his whole life to the association. His heart was always in it. He loved hurling above all else and was part of the great Kilgavin team, the One County Championships, and stayed involved right throughout his life as a secretary of his club and involved in the district board, selected with the Kerry Hurlers for 11 or 12 years. And of course, I was very privileged to serve with him on the county board and his PRO, and he did a marvellous job in that time. I remember travelling up to Congress with him. My wife, myself and Denis P travelled together, and he regaled us the whole way up with stories about teams that he had, some slightly legal, others it didn't really matter really, but they were very successful, and he had great stories. And on the way down, we had to stop to listen to Sean O'Callaghan's programme that night to see what the Kerry results in, and the Kerry results were in. He never missed the results. It was something he was very proud of and something that many people wanted before he became PRO, and it was great to listen to it every Sunday night to get all the results from Kerry. So he was a marvellous character. He got some great players playing with him, and everywhere I go around the country, people ask me about him. He got that great John Mitchell, who won from Wexford. He was one of the top men in the Gardaí. I think he was an assistant commissioner. He played with Kilgavin, and he wouldn't have played with him only, of course, for Denis P. Everybody kind of was drawn to Denis P. He was a great character. And any time I'd meet John Mitchell afterwards, he'd always ask me how the great Denis P. was getting on. And also, he became famous the day before the All-Ireland Hurling Final. He'd go up to the All-Ireland Hurling Final every year, and he'd go through the entire train selling tickets for the local GA club. And inevitably, he'd meet some great characters. And two great characters he met were Tommy Barrett, the secretary of the Tipperary County Board, and John Dial, the great hurler who was with Christy Ring, holds the record for Ireland medals. And every day I meet these fellas all over the country, from up in Tipperary or up in Croke Park. They'll say, how's that great man from Kilgavin keeping Denis P? So he was renowned and respected all over the country. And of course, rightly so, because he had a great personality. And of course, he was a very decent fella. I'm sure, like many more people, I often went into his post office in Kilgavin, and he'd insist on giving you an apple or an orange or something for yourself to take away. And afterwards, when I got married and with the kids, he'd insist on giving the kids something as well. So he was a very decent fellow, but above all, he was a GA man to the core, and a Kerry man, Kilgavin man, Kinmare man, Irish man, a wonderful man indeed.
Sean, in your travels around the world, in your capacity as president, is he unique, or is there many like Denis P? Are they, as the fellow said, a dying breed?
Well, people often use the word unique, and maybe not very accurately, but it can be used in terms of Denis P. I've never met anyone like him. A combination of all his characteristics, and certainly he was definitely unique, and for that reason I think people loved him very much, and all the great players liked him, and he'd be ringing people like Michael Connell, Michael Dwyer, Tom Keane, all the fellows around the country. They all had a great soft spot for Denis P, because I suppose he was such a character, and he was such a rogue as well. He was a bit of a rogue as well. He wouldn't want to be taking everything he said no too seriously at times. But at the same time, there was a great genuine interest in people behind it all. And above all, I think he loved hurling above all else, and did an awful lot for it. Were you considered like that Kilgavin won county championships and maintained the hurling strength all these years, despite the fact they're isolated from the North Kerry area? It's largely down to Denis P.
Behind it all, Sean, a nice fella, proud of his religion, has written the Kerry Men notes for his area for umpteen years, and walks away without any kind of recognition as such, I suppose.
Yes, and he wouldn't be looking for recognition like many, many more people. He's very proud of his roots and his love. He likes to contribute and keep things in tow. And as I said, he'd write the notes there and gather up all the information. Some of his notes became collector's items there at one time. When I was chairman of the Kerry County Board, he always had a wonderful way of putting across his point of view. And certainly people love reading it. Sometimes he'd have a little dig at someone that maybe annoyed him, but he was able to do it in the way that the great poets used to do it long ago. Remember, the poets used to travel around from place to place, and if somebody offended them, they'd write a satire about him. Denis P was able to do that in a very inoffensive way, but at the same time, to anybody who knew what he was referring to, it was very entertaining. But apart from that, though, all his notes were very informative, and he was very special. He is very special, and I hope that he has a long time and happy time now in retirement.
And of course, you mentioned the post office. Of course, he's just retired from that now, Sean, after nearly 35 years. And of course, that was part and parcel of his life. And in that capacity, between phone calls and between doctors and priests and nuns and bishops and everything, phoning up, he did tremendous service to his own community of Kilgarvan.
He did indeed. And I suppose when DP was there, up until recent times, when the mobile phone came in and more people got phones, the post office really was the link with the outside world, and when you wanted anything, you had to go through the post office. And Dennis P went out of his way time and time again. It was always great to ring him. I often rang him there. I think he'd say Kilgavin 1 or something. He was there when you ring him up. But the message would always be sent through, basically to the rest of the community if needs be. But it was the real link, and it was great to have a friendly voice on the phone like Dennis P. And he'd usually have some story for you or some question or something when you get on to him.
Sean, how important is a tribute programme like this to men like that?
I think it's great, because too many people of that type have been taken for granted and forgotten. We are not great players, and rightly so. But as we know in the GA, everybody is great, you know, who's putting their effort in. People maybe who never kicked the ball, who are working very hard in their own clubs. And it is only really now that we're beginning to realise how important they are, as volunteerism maybe becomes more difficult. But certainly it's great to pay tribute to someone like that. And I'm quite sure he wouldn't be looking for a tribute, but Dennis P will appreciate this. And I think the same applies to all the unsung heroes. As you know, when I became president, I introduced the President's Awards. That could only deal with a tiny, minuscule, really, of people. But at the same time, the feedback was absolutely overwhelming, and the same in regard to this. And it's great to give people encouragement, because number one, it gives them recognition for what they've done, but also it probably encourages other people to get involved as well, because people won't be saying, you're taken for granted, you're making a fool of yourself running around there for the GAA. That's something hopeful at individual as well, and above all, there is respect. And there's also, as you say, little programmes like yours here at Wishy, which is marvellous.
Yes, a lovely tribute there from Sean Kelly, and I want to thank Sean, who went out of his way, just packed from Singapore, to meet up with me. Sean Kelly is only failing. He can't say no. Lovely man, Sean Kelly. Lovely tribute there to Dennis P. Comments beginning to pour in. 0667123666. Chassie and Agnes Cronin. Hello, Chassie, my friend from lovely Doha, wishing Dennis P and his brother John the best in his retirement. Chassie, always nice to hear from you, my friend. To Dennis P and his brother John, best of luck to both of you, from John Creedon and Kilgarvan, Jim and Sheila Murphy, Murphy Castle Coast Post Office. Happy retirement and good health to Dennis and John in Kilgarvan Post Office. Paddy Keane, coming to Moonskull. Kerry, Paddy, how are you, my friend? Best wishes to our Firth. We are very proud of them. And best wishes to the Doha Club also. Thank you for that, Paddy, and we're all proud of him. Charlie O'Leary, coming chairman of Guinea Willa Club. If Joe was umpire for the equaliser, it would have been pulled wide. Congratulations to Joe, Stan, and all in the club. Well done, Charlie, and a nice little one there, and you're spot on. Sonny Egan from Crata, best wishes to Dennis, a very courteous man who had great welcome for everybody, and to his brother John. Sonny Egan, my friend, how are you? Sonny was in here, and congratulations on your award on the Keys of the Kingdom, Sonny Egan. Well done. Lovely man, that's Sonny Egan. Johnny Healy, Kilcommon. Johnny, how are you, my friend? Happy retirement and all the best for the coming year. That's from Johnny Healy from Kilcommon. Sean O'Sullivan, Belly High, congratulations to our Firth, but we're disappointed that Radio Kerry's coverage. Sean O'Sullivan from Belly High, thank you, Sean. Sean Keller from Spa GA Club, all the best in your retirement, Dennis and John, and thank you for all the support for the 31 and drive every year, and all the spa walkers and for the Barn Brack on the bus going home every year. Dennis P always gave something to somebody when they were going home. When I was with him 2 weeks ago, he gave me a lovely square of honey, would you believe? Thank you for that, Dennis. John Joleri, Carol Daniel, wishing Dennis P a long and happy retirement. Kevin Jor O'Sullivan, Glenn Gareth, good wishes to Dennis P from Kevin Sheelan. Thank you for that, Kevin Jor O'Sullivan. Always nice to hear from you down there, my friend. Dennis refereed a match in 1954 for the opening of the Arfert football field at Glen Rovers versus Kerry. That's from John Mangan in the Kerrys. Thank you for that, John.
The Kilmiley Hurling Club were on, wishing Dennis the very best for the future, and thanks for the very happy memories. Well done to St. Pat's Castle Island on their fine win today. Best of luck in the Munster final. And Bridget and Pat Dillon Kilgavin, for Dennis and John O'Sullivan, hello and best wishes on the show tonight. Thank you for all your help in the post office, Bridget and Pat Dillon Kilgavin. Dennis P. O'Sullivan tonight. This is from Murt O'Shea Kilgavin. Thank you, Murt. Sincere best wishes to Dennis P. and his brother John, and hope they have a long and happy retirement. Dennis P. is one of Kilgarvan's best known and best loved people of all time. His contribution to the GAA and Kerry is incalculable, and his annual sports is now in its 59th year, which is a world record. That's Dennis P. sport, 59th year, a world record. That's from my good friend Murt O'Shea, who's organising the big GAA question time in the Spa Club on the 10th of February for the Hope Foundation. We'll see you there. Come out to the Spa Club on the 10th of February and help the Hope Foundation, a big GA quiz, and also the sheets for the Kerry, best Kerry team are doing the rounds at the moment. Now, so, we're going to go to another little clip from Con Paddy O'Sullivan, a great former Cork footballer and a lifelong friend of Dennis P. O'Sullivan. This is what he had to say about his lifelong friend.
I just want to wish Dennis P the very best, and this is a great night for Dennis P in Kerry Radio with his great friend Wishy Fogarty. And Dennis, I hope you're listening, and I hope you're very well. And the GA would never be the same without you. You were known as the encyclopedia of the GA. Scores, matches, dates, fixtures, whatever, you always had it. And you had, I will say this very, you had a very, very soft feeling for all the people up on the Beira Peninsula. They loved you, and they loved talking about you, and they loved meeting you and discussing matches with you. And I hope you will live many a long day to meet us all and matches and everything down the line.
Can't the likes of Dennis P are unique?
A unique man. A unique man, as they say. Any, if ever you wanted a score or a team or anything, you'd ring Dennis P. And Dennis P had everything inside in that mind. As I said, I don't want to be repeating myself, an encyclopedia of a man. And that's a great thing. He'd settle an argument there, and when he'd be saying poo, he'd settle an argument. Very thorough man, and he had a vote, and he could give it to you in Irish and in English.
When did you first come across him? What's your earliest memory of him?
My earliest memory of Dennis P would be going to the All-Irelands around 56 that way. But Dennis P tells me that he went to, looking for correct, you know, that Dennis P attended his first All-Ireland in
1946.
So he's well ahead of me, and he'll see a few more All-Irelands. I hope he will. But that's a long time, and that's a great service. I think Dennis P was telling me one time he went on the ghost train on 46. That be right? It probably would, yeah.
You're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kenmare. You're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kenmare.
So, Dennis, you were born in Artully, Kilgarvan. Tell us about where that is and who was at home.
Yes, about 2 miles back the road. I was the elder of three brothers, myself, Con, and my brother John. Con was the man in the home for him, and his nephew is married close by in a bung, and they're living near each other at present.
And tell us about your mother and father, Dennis.
My mother and father. My mother was an O'Leary from nearby, from Bridgeville. My father was John O'Sullivan Cooper.
And were you in line to take the farm? What was the situation?
Oh, no, I was not. No, Con was the man for the farm.
So how did you land here then to the post office and the shop? Tell us about that, Dennis.
Well, My aunt and Helen Randles, Mrs. Helen Randles, was running the shop store, and the rationing came in and everything there, and seeing the war years, which was the days of the half ounce of tea and a loaf of brown bread, and I was running the place for her, and as best we could, and we were kept quite busy at the time.
Yeah. What was Kilgarvan like? Or what year are we talking about, roughly, Dennis? What is your earliest memory?
About 1941.
Yeah.
And there was no one. The club in Kilgarvan had lapsed at the time for 3 or 4 years.
And what about the village itself? Can you remember people and what was it busy here? Or
oh,
what was
gosh,
it like?
There were great characters that were down the village, great people.
And you took over the shop then. Tell us how that came about, Dennis.
Well, I suppose... It went on until 1962 when I took over the post office, and the shop and office then were combined when I took over the post office.
Yeah. And
the grocery and light hardware store.
Your brother John then came in with you?
John came in with me, is right.
Yeah.
And of course, in between, we had a manual telephone service at that time, 14 hours a day. There were others like two brothers next door, John Roger and... his other brother, Dennis, they worked at the telephones for a time, and a niece of mine, Alice O'Sullivan, and Mary O'Donovan, Dolores O'Connor, who's now a nun, they all gave great service.
What was the manual operation like? Talk to us about that side of the story.
Well, the manual operation, when I came on, there was only 7 phones in the parish, you see. When we went automatic in 1985, there was up to 100. And the telephone service started, you see, at 8 o'clock in the morning and finished at 10 at night. And we had a limited service on a Sunday, 9 to 10:30 on Sunday morning and 7 to 9 at night. The others in that had an all-night service were switched over on a party line to Killarney. And that's how we operated.
I suppose you got every kind of a request, did you? In actual fact, you were the go-between everybody, really, in the village.
Well, you'd often hear different things. And I know to hear funny stories. I remember now, here in Kilgarvan, we had two very excellent turkey poultry farms, Mrs. O'Sullivan and Mrs. Godfrey. And they supplied turkeys to hotels in Kenmare, Castleton Bear, Macroom, Ballyvourney, Tralee and Killarney. Michael Godfrey himself was going to the creamery at the time, horse and cart every morning. He had no telephone. And this morning, anyway, he stopped and he told me he had a cart and a hotel of turkeys to be sent down to the Manhattan Hotel in Tralee. They weren't automatic at the time, it was Tralee, 417 was the number. And the price of a telephone call to the Manhattan at the time was 1 and 3 pence. So he told me, he asked me that I'd ring the Manhattan for him, he wouldn't delay it. He left me the 1 and 3 pence there and then. And the festival of Kerry was on. And I suppose whoever was normally on that telephone had some more responsible job. But I eventually got through anyway, and the line maybe wasn't great. And I said, this is Kilgarvan Post Office. I'm speaking for Mrs. Godfrey. There's a consignment of turkeys gone on by bus to be collected at Tralee Railway Station. And the girl said to me to hold on a minute. And the minute was a very long minute, and several minutes before another girl came on. And all I could hear was, wonderful, 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 wonderful. And after about 5 wonderfuls, I cut in and I said, what is this? Oh, she says, fantastic. A party of Turks arrived by bus. I've already sent a special coach to Tralee Railway Station to collect them.
And I suppose you were dealing with doctors and midwives and dealing with everybody, all facets of life.
Well, I suppose we were as best we could, but the people were very cooperative. And of course, it was a very big bonus. The successive postmasters in Killarney and their counter staff treated us with the greatest courtesy and respect down the years, and so did the telephone staff. They were excellent.
Who was the postmaster before you, Dennis? What was the situation about the post office
about
in Kilgarvan before you? Was
further down the village, two Miss Cronins had given years of service. Bridie was the chief operator and her sister was Carmel Cronin.
And another great Kilgarvan man, he was a great friend of mine too, Sean O'Sullivan.
Sean O'Sullivan.
He was postmaster in Killarney.
He trained me in. He was excellent, and he sprung from a great hurling family in Slaney. When back in 1889, the first county championship was played, I think Kilmare beat Kilgarvan by 2 points to 1, and I went on to contest the final, and the score was Kilmiley 3 points, Kilmare 1 goal. That gave the championship to Kinmare, but a goal equaled any number of points. But the funny thing, the two O'Sullivan brothers, to a grandfather and a granduncle of Sean's, after being outstanding for Kilgarvan against Kinmare, they were outstanding for Kinmare against Kilmoyley. But the funny thing in the record of the teams, they're not mentioned.
I suppose, Dennis, in the line of the mail itself then, was there a lot of mail coming through here? And this is 2006 now, January 2006, when you have closed down. Tell us about, did it increase, about sorting the mail and all that side, and when would the mail car call?
The mail car, Timmy Joe was the long-serving mail carman. The journey was, of course, from Killarney to Waterville, and we had the mail usually maybe around 8:30 or that way. And the mail, there was a good heavy outgoing mail at the time, you know. Turkeys were regularly posted to people because most people out the country were rearing turkeys. And they were sending a man from time to time to friends at home and abroad.
So, Dennis, when exactly did you open the post office here?
The 22nd of June, 1962.
And when did you close
it? By Sean O'Sullivan.
When did you close it?
We closed on the 6th of January, 2006.
We're going for a short break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Yes, indeed. That was I was outside with Dennis P. That was the first part of that interview that we did with him. However, when I was outside with him, I discovered that there was letters and cards of all descriptions pouring in from all over the country. Sean Lynch, he now retired in Killarney from the post office, good friend of mine living up there near the Fitzgerald Stadium, said, "Dear Dennis and John, thanks for your kindness always. When I called with different postmasters, your running of the post office was top class. May you enjoy your retirement. God bless." That comes from Sean Lynch. Also, another one comes from to Dunica and John, best wishes. Congratulations, your forthcoming retirement, and thank you for your courtesy throughout the years, not to mention the supply of all Ireland tickets. With best wishes, Dennis O'Sullivan on post Killarney. But Dennis P assures me that those all Ireland tickets weren't coming as profuse as they could. Vince Johnson, an old New Street man and a great post office man down there, a great friend of mine, Dennis and John, may you be rewarded for a lifetime of unfailing courtesy and excellence of service, with years of health and contentment. My very best wishes. Regards, Vince Johnson. Good friend of mine, Vince Johnson, an old New Street man. To Sis Post Office. This comes from Maureen. Congratulations, Dennis P. O'Sullivan and your brother John, for the 43 years of service to the running of Kilgarvan Post Office. To wish you both a happy retirement from Impost. Dennis, keep up your sporting interests, and the writing of the Kilgarvan notes for all our local newspapers, as your new stories and history are most interesting. That comes from Maureen in the 2 Sis Post Office, and so say all of us. Now, sir, I met up with a couple of great men yesterday. Tom Keane, the great Tom Keane, and Liam Higgins, met up with him yesterday. We want to be involved in this tribute. Let's hear what they had to say. Tom, Dennis P. O'Sullivan, what a man.
Dennis P. O'Sullivan is one of the greatest Gaels that I have ever known. I suppose my knowledge of Dennis and my knowing of Dennis goes back well beyond 50 years. I remember when South Kerry used to be playing in the county championship back in 55. I was a panel member at the time, and I remember that Kilgarvan and South Kerry were always in and around the same dressing rooms in Tralee. There's no doubt about it, but Dennis P. will be missed. His most widely read article every week in the Kilgarvan notes is fantastic. You know, he has a great knowledge of the game and a wonderful character, a bit of a rogue, but nevertheless a great friend, and I wish himself and John many years of health and happiness together. I have called to Dennis on numerous occasions at his home in Kilgarvan at his post office, and you'll get a very warm welcome each time. And of course I have met him numerous times at matches throughout the length and breadth of the country. Yes, Dennis P, a wonderful man.
Tom, would it be fair to say that he's one of the dying breed of a different GAA tradition in Kerry?
Yes, I suppose it is fair to say that, all right, that his equals will never again be found. You know, he's a real staunch GAA supporter and a man with wonderful knowledge and a great orator at county board meetings over many, many years. And I remember he used to have some great battles with other delegates from other parts of the county. Yes, Dennis P, a wonderful man.
as you said, a great orator. That's a nice point.
Yes, oh, wonderful orator. Then they both about it. Dinis Pugh, a very smart man in both Irish and English. Fantastic man.
Are there certain people we see involved in the GAA in Kerry and in every county in the country, and their legends, or their institutions, and Dinis P. O'Sullivan of Kilgarvan is certainly one of those. Since I was very young, in fact, I remember Dinis P. Being as an officer of Kilgarvan and of the Kinmare District Board in both hurling and football, of course, working tirelessly for his club and for his area. I remember when I first started attending county conventions, which I was quite young actually, because we didn't have many volunteers for the Lisbon club, and that Dinis P always spoke on motions there. He had a very sensible point of view always. He would have been one of the leading legislators in the county for GAA rules and for setting up different competitions and all that, all along the line at that stage. And as I got to know him well then, of course, later on when I was playing with the county, and still later then when I was a selector. You know that the route selectors have that time in Kerry, you had to go around and get elected, so you had to go around to every club in the county, and I always get a key of mail of fault from Dinis P over in Kilgarvan, calling to him. We'd have the cup of tea over in the post office, and you know, a great chat. Like you'd have to give up at least 2 hours of your time anyway, because that was Vishesh in Nadura. It's in Railge Laur Mahenagas Dunakapi Osulivani Goni, via Anna Railge, as via Anna Himige Satangan, Stolam Grifshe, Anna Himige, Gorsid Lornangail, Agus Rudy Marshin, Agus Grienshi Anna Kui. The tanga and the gael coma. So that's Sulugum Agunaka Gunayidoig, the horse Latinish, Tasha Teal to go to their father. Agus Tasulagum coming to a sort of us, which is a loyok, a son coming to class gael agoni.
You're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kinmare. You're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kinmare.
Very welcome back to this tribute programme. Melanie's on your call tonight. Inundated, as the fella said, with phone calls. 0667123666. Stephen is on sound. Since I visited Dinis last, he contacted me, wrote me a lovely letter. Wish you Makara Dealish, Mila Bukas, for your enjoyable visit in quick time. You flung so many different questions at me, I found it difficult to cope. I should have emphasised my first All-Ireland in 46, the draw and the replay versus Roscommon. The replay looked like ending in another draw before Captain Gus Crimmins was introduced at midfield 5 minutes to go. From 60 yards out, he bisected the posts with a magnificent point. A Mick O'Connell and a Morris Fitzgerald effort. I remember when you put it to me, I told you I was unable to sing, whistle or dance. However, I do enjoy good old-time songs from our great friend Jimmy O'Brien of Killarney, as they do all over Ireland. And before and after all Ireland's then, there is none I enjoy more than to listen to the former great goal-scoring Kerry full forward from Listowel, another lifelong friend, Gary McMahon. I love listening to his songs. And also, another point we did not reach was the Kerry side from 75 to 76. Since you were here a few weeks ago, I'd visit from two more great dedicated Gaels, John Kelly and John Evans, a linting most enjoyable call from the great Donny O'Sullivan, the legendary Kerry footballer of the long kick. I want to thank all who phoned, sent cards, wrote letters or called from near and far on behalf of John and myself, Muila Bukas. That comes from Dinis P. Comments absolutely pouring in. Ned McGilligas-Barr, Abby Dorney for Dinis, best wishes, Temple No, GA Club, Paul Crowley, Sheila Braston, Egan Kilgarvan, best wishes for the future to Betty and Dinis P, Linksna Hurling Club, Ron, Joel Gallivan, the chairman of the East Kerry Board. Thank you, Joel. Congratulations to Dinis, Bernie Sweeney and family from Beaufort, Ron, Joe and Margaret Welch, Kilmiley. Thank you for that, Joe, my friend. Ulick Daly, Post Office, Kilgarvan. Thank you, Ulick. Don O'Leary, Ratmore Kerry Supporters Club, Derry Murphy, the West Kerry GA, best of luck to Dinis, and thanks for all his tremendous contribution. Thank you for that, Derry. Mike Slattery, Ladies Walk, Belly Duff, only man brave enough to go back and referee the games in Sneem, John and Mary Egan, Bishopstown. Thank you for that, John. That's the great John Egan, because John Egan was one of Dennis P's favourites, I can tell you that. He has great time for John Egan. And more wishes coming in, wishing Dennis all the best from Bridie Humphrey Lynch and family, and also John wishing me a long retirement. Liam Lynch for Lynch Island, all the best to Dennis P in long and happy retirement. Thank you, Liam. Jerry Savage wishing Dennis the best. He served his club and county well. Margaret and Martin Beckett, best wishes to Dennis. Thank you for that, Margaret and Martin. Patsy and Joan O'Connor Scatterglen, best wishes to Dennis, and a great car player he is. Paddy O'Donoghue Guineguilla, best wishes to you, Dennis, and to John. John and Stephen Harrington Kilgarvan, thank you folks for that. Padden McNally to assist, and Donny Sheehan Killarney, great help he says, and one passion, and that was John Egan. That's from the great Donny Sheehan, and we said that. Now, so, we're going to the comment line, because we have two men to pay their tribute to him. John Kelly, a lifelong friend of Dennis, and Mick Granville, he the chairman of the Kinmare District Board. Mick, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Richie.
You know this man a long time?
Oh, God, I know him for as long as I can remember.
How important is he down to you there, Mick?
Oh, the man is just one of those legends. He has given a lifetime of service to the GAA, totally and utterly committed to it right through from the very beginning. And that support now as a player and then as an administrator. All his whole life is involved in the GAA. As a player, first of all, I suppose he was very instrumental in bringing the two Hurling County Championships to Kilgarvan back in the 50s. And then, as an administrator, then he is the long-serving secretary of the Kilgarvan Club. And he has given a lifetime of service then to the district board as well.
Yeah,
now, over the past, I suppose, 15 years or 20 maybe, he has been our PRO. And there's no better man you could have as a PRO.
And he's still doing the job.
Oh, he's still doing the job and will be. He's up for election again next Monday night unopposed.
Well done. Well done, Mick. John Kelly. John, my friend, you're welcome.
Hello, Richie. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
John, now, so, what have you to say to Dennis?
Well, I suppose, Dennis and myself have been friends for, I don't know, for how long, really. It goes back half a century anyway, like, really. I suppose, to be safe to say that he's been regarded as an icon. Not alone in his native Kilgarvan, but throughout the county at large. And particularly in the area of Gaelic games, whether it be hurling, football, and then you could throw in drama, because he was organising drama, athletics, 31 drives. You know, he's an icon, really, you know. He was part of, I suppose, a great era of Kilgarvan hurling, 1953, 56 and 58, and Dennis held his position there amidst great players in that era, the Ranalds and Richie Purcell and Lindsay Hagerty and the Healy's. He was playing full forward, he was playing corner forward, and then when he was playing, he won three county championship medals, and they were one of the best teams, I suppose, to come out of the county in that era, there was glowing tributes playing to him by all the papers, and when his playing days were over, he turned to refereeing and he county board delegate and he was PRO. But as well as that, he's part of a unique breed of people, really, the postmaster, the local postmaster. Because the postmaster held a position, I suppose, a position with esteem next to the parish priest and the schoolmaster. Because they were part and parcel of the parish, of the village, whatever it is. Everything evolved, really, around the post office. And you could people like Dennis P, John Joe Brosnan, Tim Linehan, Seamus McCarthy, John Murphy. You could reel them off, really. Everything went through the post office in that time, really.
I suppose, lads, before I let you go, to be fair to say, we were lucky to have known him.
Oh, lucky to have known him, really. And there's years in him yet. I call to see him down there every time I'm passing. And he is always has a new story for a good yard. And I think he's only starting, really.
Final word for you, Mick.
Oh, well, I'd like to wish both John himself a very happy retirement after 43 years of dedicated service. And there's plenty of work for him still left in the GAA. So he won't be idle for the next 43 years.
Well, thanks, lads, for joining us with those tributes.
Okay, wish.
Thanks, John Kelly, dear. John Kelly from Killarney. And Mick Granville, he the chairman of the Kinmare District Board. Now, I did say when I read Dennis's letter a while ago, he said he loved Gary McMahon. Well, if he loved Gary McMahon, I have something special ready for him. Listen, this is Gary McMahon.
The glasses are filled and raised, the comrades of my primer here. Here to recapture the bygone days, those times of emotional sheer. I stand to honour the toast that speaks for the living and dead. I set the glass up to my lips, then I bow my badgery head. I'm the stamp of an old hunter let out on a field of grass, watching the altering shadows as the high clouds scurrying pass. But whenever the horn is sounded over hill and through furzy glen, I'm possessed by a youthful frenzy. I'm back, a young man once again. Oh, that was the time, surely. I was stalwart and strong and tall, as clad in a Kerry Gansey, I leaped for a flying ball. Yes, that was the time now remembered, when of steel seemed my heart and hand, and my name was lipped by thousands, the length and breadth of our land. We stripped by frozen ditches in the dark of winter time, till we glittered like bacon flitches with the snow and the hoary rime, and we played upon boggy hillsides against the gale from the north and west, for we cherished but one ambition, to prove that Kerry was best. There was many the hour in the time long ago when it seemed that our game was lost, when the friendly foes overran us with the force of a mighty host, but again to triumph we rallied in our colours of gold and green. For when Kerry seems all but vanquished, it's then that our courage is seen. Aye, and we treasured our ancient language. It's gone nigh to the Laura Marim or the Higgum or Nat and Duchish. It's on spirit and snuff far of a vee. Ha! They maybe made jokes at our accents. Let them laugh and guffaw once again. But we proved when the fray was fiercest that the kingdom of Kerry bred men. And into these headlands outthrusting, above the spume and the foam, into each lime-white cottage, amid the rocks we call home, I serve to breathe a spirit that lives on each broken hill. For the pulse of my heart is Kerry, and I love her still. And now rigid limbs bell in answer to the Croke Park's thunderous cheer, borne from Dublin's fair city to fill Ireland from Mallon to Clare. Unbowed now I raise up my badgery head, not in grief nor in sadness grey, but rather in pride to whisper, I had my day, yes, I had my day.
You're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kenmare. You're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kenmare.
Come back to this tribute program to Denis P.O. Sullivan, and as I say, I visited him 2 weeks ago in his home, and I did that interview with him. We'll be hearing more of that. Tributes absolutely pouring in. Father Xavier Lovett, out in Seattle, he said, you have been a wonderful example of what a Gael should be. You have given so much to your club, your county, and above all, to beautiful Kilgarvan. Happy 2006, that's Father Xavier. And Father Bat Burns, hello Dennis and John, I want to be associated with the many congratulations and good wishes to you and your brother. The retirement from the Kilgarvan notes, to me, they are simply, don't retire, he said, from the Kilgarvan note. They are simply the best, and I love reading them. Dennis Roger O'Sullivan, Kilgarvan, Limerick, very sorry to hear of your closure at the post office. It only seems like yesterday that my mother was so excited to hear the news that you were the new postmaster. Thanks for your kindness and humanity and humour. Dennis Bridie and Kevin and George, Kevin George, John Roger O'Sullivan of Dublin, and he says the very same thing. Thanks for all the paper clippings, it's sad to hear that you're retiring, but I suppose it's well deserved. Where have all the years gone by? Keep up the writing. Tributes absolutely pouring in, and why wouldn't they? Now we're going to the comment line, because a tribute to a great Kerry man wouldn't be properly done unless we heard from Mick O'Connell, a great friend of Denis P. Mick joins me in the line from Dublin. Mick, you're very welcome to the programme. Are you with us, Mick?
This is Mick O'Dwyer, actually. We here.
Sorry, Mick O'Dwyer. Mick, you're very welcome to the programme. I met you at the Sports Stars the other night, and you were on here absolutely delighted to be asked. Mick O'Dwyer, what did Denis P mean to Kerry, Mick?
Well, I suppose when Kilgarvan was mentioned in my time in Kerry, you always associated Kilgarvan with Denis P. I won't say it was a great game, no doubt about it. He was totally immersed in the games of hurling, football. I remember one time we played up there with the minor team. I took a minor team out there, and Dennis was there. He saw half the field, and he had the dressing rooms open, ready in office. It was a marvellous, marvellous game. No better. And I would say to Dennis, because nobody should retire, Dennis, keep going. You're a good, healthy man all the time. Big disappointment to have you close down the post office there. It was a great stop every now and again when we'd be passing through. We'd call to say hello to Dennis P. Dennis, you're one of the really great men of your time.
Mick, not unlike yourself, his longevity and the way he keeps going. People like him that keep the GAA as it is today, Mick.
Undoubtedly, the GAA is what it is today because of men like Dennis P. There were the people that they give their heart and soul to the association right up the year, and for no reimbursement of any sort, and they put so much work into it. But if you went through every club in Kerry, you'll find Dennis P's in every club in the county. And they're the people that have put the association where they are today. They're the people that put Croke Park where it is today. And all our stadiums in this country, they're the people that really made it. And I think they're to be complimented. And there's no doubt, whatever we say about those people, they were marvellous people, and they did so much for the youth of the country, never mind any other.
Well said, Mick. And always nice to call to Mick at the post office.
Always. It was great to always drop in there. He'd always had some story.
Or
the other, himself, Sean Harcourt, who died away out in Chicago there a few years ago. He'd often talk about Sean, Sean and himself were great friends. And of course, Don McGraw and himself are unbelievable friends as well, of course. But any time you caught him, he'd have a few great stories to tell.
Well, Mick, the wire is always lovely to hear from you. The programme wouldn't be complete without that. And Mick, thanks for joining us.
No problem at all, Weasley, anytime.
I know that, Mick. Thanks. That's Mick Dwyer there now. Mick Dwyer, another great legendary Kerry man. Now we're going to hear another little piece from my interview that I did with Dennis P when I visited him in Kilgarvan. Sit back and listen to this.
Now, Dennis, hurling, of course, as everybody knows, and the GAA plays a huge part in your life. You were one of the great GAA men of this county, in the history of the county, let me add. Hurling, were you involved in the formation of the club here in Kilgarvan?
I think you're a bit flattering there. I wouldn't say I'd be among the all-time greats, because great were great clubmen always and will be down the years. But sometime in 1941, Richie Purcell and myself and another group of lads of the younger crowd, we reorganised the Kilgarvan GAA club. It had been defunct for 3 or 4 years, you see, and no sports field or anything. We were into the field and so forth. And we didn't do so well in the first round of the championship that year, of course. Well beaten by Kinmayer. But we contested against Crata in 1944. We were very well, much beaten in the final. But we went to the semi-finals, ran them to a point the following year in the semi-final, and were beaten by Paddy Hoig in the 46th semi-final. And most of the old-timers nearly were retiring gradually. Father Cahill presented Richie Horsell and myself with a cup, and we decided to put it up for juvenile hurling and schoolboys. And I, being a countryman working in the village, I was given the task of drafting 2 teams as even as I could. And we call them the country and the village. And we brought it before a meeting, and it was proposed that whoever would win the cup would be whoever would win the best of 3 games. Immediately, I cut in and I said, I'm after drafting the teams now, and I'm demanding that the cup won't go to any of the 2 teams until they win 3 games. And that was agreed then. The games are very close, and the village won the first 2 games. And the third game then was a vital game. If the country lost, they were out. They didn't win, but for the draw, that meant another game, a fourth game. And the fourth game was won by the country, and the fifth game was won by the country. That left 2 wins and a draw apiece, and the sixth game, a vital game, a 1-point margin, gave it to the village. And we continued the Father Cahill Cup. Again, there were more young fellas who were coming in.
What year was this?
That was around 1945 and 46 and 47. And when we went on to win our first Kerry Senior Hurling Championship in 1953, 14 of the panel of 20 sprang from that Father Cahill Cup.
Talk to us now about that good Us County Championships. How many did you win?
We won 3 county championships.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we were in the semi-final in 52 against Crata, and Abbey Dorney were in the semi-final against Arfert. and two good games our Fipton Cratter won, but we left that day under the impression that if we were to meet Cratter again, we'd have to take of them. And the rule at the time was the first round of the county championship, the first that team out of hat had home Vino, and from then on it was neutral Vinos. Yeah. And definitely you could see that Abbey Dorney were a coming team, and I put in a motion at the county championship for a loser's round, and it was passed without question. And as things turned out, we were drawn in the first round away at Abbey Dorney.
Who were the officers of the county board around that period, Dennis?
Oh, Frank Sheehy. He was a wonderful hurling enthusiast. Yeah. Tremendous. And, you know, in hard times. And the next thing, anyway, Abbey Dorney won that match 5-4 to 4-5, 19 points to 17. Richie Purcell said coming home to the better result was a better match. An extra match. Very tough for played Killarney, and Killarney were boosted by a number of good outside players, and they beat Ballyduff, and that meant we the losers round with Ballyduff and Kinmayer because we...
Well, that's another snippet of the interview that I did with Dennis P when I visited him at his home in Kilgarvan. I hope he's enjoying the programme tonight. Now we're going to the comment line because another great Kerryman is on the comment line to pay tribute to a great Kerryman. Mick O'Connell joins me on the line from Dublin. Mick, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, we see him up here in Dublin with David just for the night, that's all. Yeah. I'm delighted to be partying in the programme there with you about Dennis P.
You are an extraordinary man, Mick.
An extraordinary man, and you know, my association goes back over half a century since the 1950s, and Dennis P was there, predated that for a long time, and you know, for his representative Kilgavin, right, during that team for a very long time. In fact, I was just thinking about Dennis P was there long before there was ever mention of Jackie Healy, Rainey, as the other fellows there down there.
Yeah, Mick, he gave his life to the community and, of course, to the GA too, of course.
To the GA, of course. I tell you, I think there's no man in Kerry alive at the moment. There's the history of Kerry GA affairs more than Dennis P. And you know what? I think the tribute you're paying him there tonight in the interview, I think it'd be nice maybe sometime if you got around and write the biography of his life. I think it'd be a great read.
Yeah, and always, Mick, a pleasure to call to him. I know that yourself and Ned Fitzgerald called to see him there lately. He's very welcoming always.
Yeah, ever anywhere you ever meet him, and anywhere there's any GA fair down through the years, he was ever present. And non-GA fairs, he's been a great financial supporter of many, many worthy causes throughout the county. And I think I cast him as one of my outstanding friends for all my time in the GA Fair, so I wish him all the best and hope to see it continuing for a long time ahead. And I think it's great that you're paying that tribute to him there tonight, and he's well deserving of it.
Thank you, Mick, and tell Damon we were asking for him.
Right, okay, and tell Dennis P that we'd call to see him again many time in the future, Ned Fitzgerald and myself, please God.
Yeah. Lovely, thank you, Mick.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mick. Mick O'Connell there with a lovely tribute there. More comments coming in there. Maureen Quill from Dennis, truly the end of an era. Thank you for keeping the decent, respectable side of Kilgarvan before the general public at all time. Then again, maybe you will have more time to spend, speak well of us, and also when you have fewer post tasks to perform. I wish you many happy years of happiness in your semi-retirement, and I hope that your friendship and all the Quills down through the years will last forever. That soon comes from Maureen Quill. Thank you for that, Maureen. Timmy and Hannah Crowley from Glenfesk, we will always remember you, Dennis P, for your good work to us 25 years ago to install our phone as we needed it so badly that time. The four jobs were going to the USA, coming from you, we want to thank you sincerely for all you did for us. Happy retirement and happy Christmas from all in Glenfesk. And dear, that's Dennis P, every good wish on your retirement, and that comes from the Crowley family in Glenfesk. So tributes absolutely pouring in, 0667123666. When we come back, we'll be talking to more people. We'll be hearing more from Dennis P O'Sullivan. So stay with us on Terrace Talk.
You're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kenmare. you're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kinmare.
You're very welcome back to the programme. 0667 123 6666. Millie is on the line. She says she has never seen the likes of it. Outstanding personality, obliging man, that's what everyone is saying. Dennis Stackley stole. Dennis, thanks for the help. 1969 from Castle Island Cattle Breeding Station. Dan Keller, best wishes to Dennis P and John and all the drives known by Dan over 30 years. Dan Dwyer of Kilcommon was on, and he says thanks for all the great chats we had, Dennis, in the post office. That's the great Dan Dwyer of Kilcommon. Best wishes to Dennis and John, the Crotter Hurling Club down in Mary Lynch, Kilgarvan, John and Sheila Kelly, Killarney, Catherine Casey, Killarney, Maura and Danny Lynch from Bashin, Tom O'Donoghue, PRO of the County Board. Thank you for that, Tom O'Donoghue, the County PRO of the County Board. I presume that's the Athletic County Board. Liam Sheehan, Killarney, support of the Fitzgerald Stadium always, and he did indeed. Thank you for all your support. Thank you too for that, Liam. Best wishes to Dennis P and to John Patrick O'Donoghue, Valencia GA Club, Nora Post Mistress in Killaughlin. Thank you for that, Maura. Richard McAuliffe, Allegheny Village GA Club. Thank you for that, Richie, my friend. We often had a good battle together. Seamus and Mary O'Sullivan, Darcy Killarney, Paddy Fogarty and all the Waterville GA Club. Paddy Fogarty, that's my uncle down there. He's the chairman of the Waterville GA Club. Betty and John Harrington, Kilgarvan. Dolly, Mike and John Casey, Kilgarvan. Peggy Fitzgibbon, Kinmare. Liam O'Mahony, Ballyhigh Hurling Club. Thank you for that, Liam. A fantastic man, says Carl Darcy from Lissavigine, John Neville, Lyre Compan, Mickey Ned O'Sullivan, Kinmare, 1969, All-Ireland. Dennis took the under-16 team to Dublin, and thanks for all the memories. Mickey Ned, thank you for that, my friend, and best wishes to you with Limerick for the year. All his friends in Fine Gael, Paddy Brown from Dingle, Agnes, Dennis, Hegarty, Agnes and Dinsey Hegarty, Mick and Marilyn Regan, Kilmiley, Dunica Sullivan, Bellin Skelligs, Fionnuk, O'Cree, Cumin, Lou Ungas, that's from down there in Bellin Skelligs. John Barry, the Kerryman, thank you for your contribution and great friendship over the years. John Barry, thank you for that, and congratulations on your special award at the Sports Stars the other night. Thank you for that, John Barry. All your friends in the North Kerry board. Now, so, that's, I want to thank everyone that's ringing up and going to so much trouble. 0667 123 6666. But really, he deserves every little piece of it. So keep them tributes coming in. Now, so, we're going to hear some more people. We're going to hear Lou Keane from Knocknagoshal. We're going to hear Eric Murphy from Carsevine. And we're going to hear Johnny Cullity.
This tribute to Dennis P.R. Sullivan at Kilgarvan is certainly well deserved. The bilingual icon from the Rowty Valley is known the length and breadth of Ireland and beyond, and why wouldn't he? Sure, he is a wordsmith unequalled. All you have to do is to see how he goes into so much detail to describe his subject. Dennis P. Nettidon acquitted himself well in the hurling field for Kilgarvan, but also served the county as a hurling selector 50-odd years ago. His popularity manifests itself especially after games, be they in Tralee, Killarney, Cork, Thurles or Cork Park, when you see him immersed in conversation. If you happen to stop, you could actually be late for your bus or train. He's so popular. That's my contribution.
Yeah.
No, I think that he's the most unique man I ever came across. I remember when I was going up to the county board meetings way back in the early 50s, I used to go for Sean McCarthy from Waterville, and Dennis used to always be above there, and he'd have motions in for the county board, and he'd get his point across, several motions, I know, between hurling and football. But and the 2 men I used, he was the one man, when I went up there as a young lad, he'd always come over and talk to me. He was a pure gentleman. He made something of you when you were at the county board meeting, himself and John Joe Sullivan from Ballyhigh. They're the 2 men that stick out in my memory. And he was a wonderful man. And he did a Trojan work for the GAA down the years and for the athletics. Because there's some great athletes outside in Kilgarvan. He made been out a few to me and John Egan and those fellas. And I used to be running against the fellas, but Dennis P used to be there, Eggie, a man on the side.
And a nice, quiet way by him. Got a lot of work done without any fuss or bother.
Yes, he was wonderful. He was a pure gentleman, myself, Mickey.
He was a pure gentleman. He was indeed, says Eric Murphy. Thank you for that, Eric, a pure gentleman. Now, so we're going to another man, a lifelong friend of Dennis B. O'Sullivan. Johnny Cullity had this to say about his lifelong friend.
Right. Dennis P. I remember him since back in the 50s. Killarney had a minor county championship team that started up in 1950. They won three county championships in a row, 1950, 51 and 52. And at that time, Kilgarvan and Kilmere were amalgamated at minor level. And that was the first time I came across Dennis P. O'Sullivan. And that man, I'd say, must be involved in Kilgarvan hurling. I don't know how long he's involved, but must be well over 60 years anyway. And I'd say, like a lot of clubs in the county, the likes of Dennis P and Richie Purcell and fellas like that, they were the fellas that were keeping hurling alive all over the county at the time. I remember then, for a few years later on, we had a few great battles. Killarney had a few great battles with Kilgarvan in the county championship. There was one year we played them three times in the county championship at senior level. A draw the first two occasions, and they beat us the third time in Kinmare. And one of those games I'll always remember, Dennis P was very adept. We had finished the ball, finishing goals to the back of the net with his hand, a kind of a hand pass into the back of the net. And I remember one of the games, he drew the match for him with one of those goals. And I always remember Jackie Lyne, our own man, Jackie Lyne of Legion fame and Kerry fame, described it as a try. He said it was a last-minute try by Dennis P that beat us in that game, or drew that game. So I played with Kilgarvan myself in latter years in a few intermediate county championships in the 70s. We had a bit of success. We won two or three. We won two, I think, and we were beaten by Kinmare in the third final. So my association with Dennis P anyway stretches back to the 50s, and I can safely say anyway, without fellas like Dennis P or Sullivan, there'd be a lot of the clubs in the county would have folded up years ago.
That's Johnny Cullity there with a lovely tribute to Dennis P. O'Sullivan. Now we're going to the comment line again, because we heard Gary McMahon a while ago there. A lovely little recording I had done with him. Well, Gary joins us on the line now. Gary, you're very welcome to the programme.
I am, and I'm very glad to be on the programme. And I was afraid of my life that I wouldn't get through to be able to say my few words, because the lines are jammed there from all sides on you.
Yeah, and away with you, so, Gary.
Well, I tell you this much. Dennis P had the unique gift that always when you met him, you felt in the better of meeting him.
You're spot on.
And you went away with a glow. He left you with an afterglow. It's like you'd be warming yourself to the fire. And he would give off that wonderful, anything indigenous of our nation, of our people, of our language. This was uppermost in his personality, in Dennis P's personality. And I remember walking up to Croke Park with him there a few years ago, and we had a wonderful walk all the way up, and Dennis P said to me when he was leaving, I'll have plenty now to fill my column, he says, for next week. And just while I was waiting there, I jotted this down, a little limerick,
right,
in honour of him, and I sent him my very best wishes. The Gael of all Gaels is this man. We salute you, Idar Og Agus Shan. I hope the 100 you'll see by the banks of Rook Tee. God spare you, Dennis P. O'Sullivan.
Oh, that's Gary, that's lovely. Gary, thank you for that.
Listen, one thing before I go.
Yeah?
You often heard the expression, they're as scarce as hen's teeth.
I did.
Well, I'll tell you this much, the enemies of Dennis P are as scarce as hen's teeth too, because they don't exist.
Well, Gary, thanks for joining us.
God bless you.
Yeah, thank you, my friend. Now we're staying in the comment line, because another man I know wants to be associated with Dennis P. He's the president of the Kerry County Board, a long-time friend of Dennis P, a man we all admire, Gerald McKenna. Gerald, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Rishin. Well, I suppose Dennis P, how could I describe him? I describe him as an institution. You know, when I went to the county board first, he was there, and he was very much part and parcel of hurling at that time with Jim Flaherty of Clutter, with John Joe Sullivan of Ballyhigh, with John Joe O'Connell of Ballydough, Liam Fitz of Arfert, my brother Gabriel, and a lot of others. Also, by the way, at the same time, down below from Kinmare was Ted Clifford. And when Johnny Colletti was talking there a while ago about the people who kept the game alive and kept the game going and maybe kept clubs going, it goes for all of those. Dennis P would be chief among them. You know, I was watching Dennis P for many years thereafter at the county board, and I'm telling you, you would have to be on your toes to get up earlier than Dennis P anyway. When you'd always wonder what he was up to, because he had such a nice roguish way of getting around things that he'd appear to be going one way and he'd sell you a dummy and went off in the other direction. Usually he made great contributions to the board, not alone on hurling, on every topic that was involved in the Kerry GA. DSP was part and parcel of it. His contributions were very welcome. His contributions were very worthwhile. And the little tribute that Gary paid to him there, you know, he deserved all of that. Because when you talk about our games, our culture, our traditions, our language, these were all part of Dennis P. You know, his makeup. Yeah. And if you look for a patriot in the best sense of the word, Dennis P. certainly is one and always has been.
Lovely, Gerald. And thank you, Gerald.
Okay, so we should.
Bye-bye. That's lovely there from Gerald McKenna and Gary before him. Lovely stuff from Gerald McKenna. I think he summed it up for all of us there, the Gerald McKenna. Now we're going for a short break. When we come back, we'll be hearing more from Dennis P. We'll be talking to a few more people from Kilgarren. Tom Randalls will be joining us and PJ McIntyre will be joining us and more people, and we'll be talking to him and we'll be hearing more from Dennis P. 0667123666. Stay with us on Terrace Talk.
You're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kinmare. You're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kinmare.
Now, Dennis, of course, you were a Kerry senior hurling selector and you were PRO of the Kerry County Board. Talk to us about, first of all, your time as a Kerry senior hurling selector. Who was with you working at the time and what players did you come under and what success did you?
I'll tell you now how I became a Kerry senior hurling selector. Amazingly, it was through Frank Sheehy, the Restore Club, nominated me. I was still a current player, maybe as in my prime, as good as I ever was anyway. And I was elected easily. And strange to say, the man that lost out was the great John Joe O'Sullivan. And he was a bit annoyed at me. He said a current player shouldn't be a selector. But of course, he got back the following year. There was Jim Flaherty, of course, Frankie Sian, Gabe McKenna, and either Jackie Power, Joe Mulchnock. And Frank Sheehy then got us together after Kerry winning Dáil Éireann in 1955. I suppose any other county chairman would be thinking of the following year again. But he said he'd prefer to see Kerry winning now one Munster Junior Hurling Championship than a senior Dáil Éireann football championship the following year. That was the following year. So anyway, 56. Yes, that's correct. Yes, so. The county board were very low on funds at the time and players couldn't be up and down. I had the honour of being appointed joint manager at the great Jackie Power. And the base for the North Kerry players was Abbey Dorney and the Kilgarven, Killarney and Kinmare players Kilgarven. And we had four or five in the panel at the time. And the first session I had in Kilgarven, we had a match for an hour and a half, 30 players. Johnny Colletti was out, and there was Mickey Watton, and John Mitchell, Joe Voites was from Kinmare. But after that, Kerry went on and did very well. Always I maintained that this junior, Munster Junior Football and Hurling Championships are a big loss. There were always great games. There was usually a double programme between Kerry and Cork, one year in Kinmare and the following year in Macroom. Yeah. There were great games, and some great Cork All-Ireland players sprung up through the Junior Championship. But we won three games in the Munster Championship, and Frank Sheehy's first aim was achieved. And we went on, and we won the semi-final against Antrim above Encasement Park. And they had the Railway Cup team that did very well that year. and that put us in the final against Kilkenny, which was played in Turles. And unfortunately, we were without two key players injured, our own Sean Healy and Tom Collins of Kilmoyley. And Kilkenny had a narrow win, and five of that Kilkenny team helped them to win the championship, the senior championship the following year. And it turned out then that Kerry were senior the next year, having won Munster and Junior, and gave Tipperary a reasonably good match in Tralee. But the following year we excelled. The match was in Kilmare against Waterford, and Waterford had only been beaten the previous year by a point by Kilkenny after a replay, and won the All-Ireland the following year. And Pat Fanning was their chairman. He was later president of the association. It was a tremendous game. It was in doubt for a long time. There were five Kilgarvan men played. Johnny Cullity played, of course. I must mention Johnny Cullity. He is a man I can never forget. I suppose I'm one of the few people that can claim he played many great games for Kerry, but I think I'd be one of the few that saw him play his greatest game for Kerry as a Kerry minor hurling goalkeeper at the age of 14 and a half years in the Gaelic grounds in Limerick.
Tell us about that game.
That game in Limerick, minor hurlers in Kerry were usually being demolished, minor teams, but Kerry that day, the final score was Limerick 1-7, Kerry 2-1. The 14 and a half young fella stopped bullets and hailstones. Mick Mackey was at the game and he said, "That's a class goalkeeper that'll be very much heard of."
And he spoke the truth. Of course, getting back to that game that Kerry were beaten by Waterford in Kinmare, Waterford went along in 57 and they won the All-Ireland with a lot of that team, Dennis.
All that team nearly. Yeah. As a matter of fact, Fanning came into the Kerry dressing room after the game complimenting Kerry on their greatest time. And of course, the Kerry team selectors and team were inside, and there was a visual character from Kilgarvan, Eugene McCarthy, a good man of wit and humour. He was there as well, listening on. He was a great friend of Sean Healy's, and I suppose with five players from Kilgarvan and a selector, he thought he was entitled to be inside there. And Pat Fanning said that, as a matter of fact, he says, "We were thinking of coming here today without our two top men, Seamus Powder and Philly Grimes, rest him and all," he said. "Oh, definitely," says UJ, "if he did, he could be resting for the rest of the year."
Now, Dennis, how long were you Kerry senior selector?
I was a Kerry senior selector for 11 years.
Were you? Now, who were the best players, Kerry hurling players, you saw around that era, and any era? Who were... Talk to us about the best Kerry hurlers you ever saw.
Oh, gosh, there's no doubt about it. I won't put our old club Kilgarvan first, because in fairness, I'll start in our Kerry, because the bulk of the players were there.
Who were
they? The Hennessy brothers were tremendous hurlers. I mean... Mick Hennessy and Brendan Hennessy were a tremendous class. It proved it that year that Kerry gave Waterford the great game. They were in New York, and they helped New York defeat Wexford in the league final in Croke Park, and the two of them were installed joint sports stars of the week, Mick Hennessy and Brendan Hennessy.
Yeah.
And Teddy Hennessy as well was a fine...
More great stuff from Dennis P. We'll be hearing lots more about that in the coming weeks. Great stuff. Sergeant Noel O'Connell, a lovely letter to Dennis. A short note to congratulate you and send your best wishes in your retirement from the post office. I also would like to thank you and your brother for your help and cooperation over the years. I always received a great Cade Miller Falter whenever I called. Your record of service to the people of Kilgarvan is a distinguished one, and one which I know is greatly appreciated. Over the years, the office became a meeting point where information, courtesy and kindness were dispensed willingly. I wish your health and happiness and hope you enjoy a long and contented retirement. Perhaps now you might consider using your well-established skills with the pen to committing your memories and knowledge of local history to paint. Well done to you both, and I will call when you next in the area." That's Sergeant Noel O'Connell. Beechwood, Kilgarvan, Dennis and John, "This date I cannot pass without a few lines in sincere gratitude for your wonderful and remarkable service to the postal services in the greater Kilgarvan community. Since my first meeting with you both on the 22nd of January 71, I always regarded you as a team. You and John, the needs of the post office, and you, Dennis, looking after every conceivable need of the many callers to your shop and post office. In those earlier times when you manned the telephone exchanges for 14 hours a day, weekdays as well as restricted times on Sundays, You provided a service unparalleled anywhere, making calls to such diverse services as the vets, the doctors, the Gardaí, the A1 service, government departments all over the place, not to mention chemists, hospitals, undertakers and many more. And that comes from Lou and Mary MacDonald. Best wishes, Beachwood, Kilgarvan. Tom O'Connor at Morehouse, Kilgarvan was on from Kinmare. Tom O'Connor, Kinmare, the former Kerry selector. Dennis and John, on behalf of myself and family, I would like to wish you both a long and happy retirement. You have given a fantastic and loyal service to the people of Kilgarvan and surrounding areas. Dennis, you have given outstanding service to the GA, both in Kilgarvan and Kerry. And that's from Tom O'Connor. And also, Tommy Conroy of Tralee was on with a lovely letter. Thank you for that, Tommy. And he said, there's only one George Best, there is only one Mick O'Connell, there is only one Christy Ring. And there is only one Dennis P. O'Sullivan. But Dennis P. says he put Charles Best to the bottom of the pile and he put Mick O'Connell to the top. Well done there, lads, for that. Now we're going to the comment line again because we have two more people to talk to. And we're going to talk to Thomas Randalls. Thomas, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Eugene. Congratulations on this marvellous programme to a marvellous man.
Richly deserved, Tom.
Yeah, and before I start, I want to send my congratulations to the Arfet footballers of yesterday.
Rightly so. Away and, with you, my friend.
And especially when about 12 or 13 of them are also their hurlers.
That's, oh, yeah, yeah, that's
and
right.
They have no rest since they started at the start of 2005. They're going all last year, no break during the winter, and they're still motoring well this year. And I wish them the best of luck in their final, and I hope it'll be on Croke Park for them.
Well done, Tom.
And okay, and going to our own marvellous man,
yeah,
Dennis P. O'Sullivan. Man, Dennis P. is his well known. I'd just like to say to you, Wishy, he's a man of many talents. A brilliant man, great intellect, blessed with the gift of many talents. A good hurdler. He had a marvellous hand, a marvellous hand, a marvellous snap, but a massive brain. And he instigated many of the Kilgarvan scores that won three championships for Kilgarvan. A great footballer also. Many people might know this. And I remember Kilgarvan lining out in the famous Murphy Cup against Seven Spillane Brothers of Templenoe. And Kilgarvan defeated Templenoe in the Murphy Cup, and they had Seven Spillane Brothers, and they were marvellous footballers as well. But Dennis P. was a renowned footballer as well. He was also a great actor, Wishy.
Yes.
You know, a marvellous actor.
Yeah.
And so was the great Jory Lynch with him and Dan Barn. But Dennis P. was the director of those plays, do you understand me?
Yes.
But he also acted them himself. A marvellous actor. He was coach of the Kilgarvan youth in my time, hurling. No other body bothered with the youth because, you know, seniors look after themselves. He was there in our time, and he, after they finishing that hurling in the evenings, he went over on Sundays and gave an hour or two with the young guys, and myself being one of them at the time. He was phone operator on behalf of the phone company of Ireland. There was only one phone, as you know,
yeah,
the public telephone that time.
Yeah.
And he put in many hours of long, hard and dedicated work to the people of Kilgarvan. When someone would be sick and very ill, he had to contact people in America. It wasn't his job, but he'd done it.
Wonderful stuff.
All over the USA and England at the time, you know, he put, and trying to contact the people out of the country, he'd done marvellous work there. For a very busy man, he gave all that of his own goodwill to the people of his parish. Now, he was an ambassador for Kilgarvan, Wishy,
yeah,
throughout the 32 counties of Ireland and the USA.
Yeah.
He was well known in America by the GA fans in America and by the Kilmes Association as Bertie Hearn's Art Clinton.
Yeah.
This particular time, right?
Right.
A few years back there, he was invited over to the tent to give a major speech to the AGM of the Kilmes Association. They thought so highly of him, and they presented him with a marvellous cup on behalf of the people of Ireland, I would say then, and behalf of the people of Kilgarvan, a great Kilgarvan son, right?
Right.
My great tribute to him is as simple as this. There were great people paid tributes to him there, and I think Sean Kelly put them all into the one book, right?
Right.
But the best way I can do it for you is like this. He represented and still represents the spirit of the GAA. The spirit of the GAA. Hail, rain, snow and storm. Made no difference.
He was always there.
He was always there and his dedicated team with him. It wasn't, will we go to the pub and we'll get drunk and we won't turn up for a week. His players were dedicated to him. And to himself, Richie Purcell. I can't give out Richie Purcell either.
And his brother John...
His brother John in the post office gave great service.
Tom...
And before I finish...
Right, Tom.
And the spirit of Ireland.
Yeah.
And the Irish people.
Yeah.
He represented that. He represented the... And long may it continue.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, bye-bye.
Lovely tribute there from Tom Randalls. We're staying in the comment line now. Bernie Linehan joins us because she worked with Dennis a long, long time ago. She worked in the Killarney Post Office. Bernie, you're welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Aoife.
What's your great memory of Dennis?
Well, I'm delighted to be associated with this tribute tonight. And I wish Dennis P. and John every health and happiness in their retirement.
He was good to you, wasn't he?
He was good to me, and I have known Dennis for a long time.
Yes.
Since I joined the staff of Killarney Post Office in the late 60s.
Yes.
Which is almost 40 years ago now.
Yeah.
We spoke daily, of course, through our work. And Dennis was a great man for the Cúpla Focal.
Yes.
He would always talk to you in Irish, and his greeting to me always was, Dias Mura Gait. So, Dennis, if you're listening tonight...
And he is.
I'd like to say Dias Mura Gait.
And, Bernie, thank you for that.
And at that time, there were only a few phones in the country altogether.
Yeah.
And country people weren't comfortable using the phone.
Right.
So Dennis would book their calls and pass them on to Killarney. We did our best, but delays were big at the time. And yeah. It might be maybe half an hour or an hour before you'd get your call back. Then Dennis would have to get his callers. He might have to run down the street for them. He often relayed the messages on their behalf, which indeed was quite difficult at the time because it could be good news or bad news.
We'll never see his lights again.
He vegged ahead down the reach.
Bernie, thank you for that, my friend.
He went far above his call of duty.
He did indeed.
Far and beyond the call of duty, and I wish him well.
You did, you indeed, Bernie.
There's
and lovely...
one thing now, just before you go,
right.
Which many people don't know. Dennis was the only one in Ireland to get the football results in at a time when there was a post office strike.
Oh, yes, yeah.
There was a post office strike and there was only urgent calls getting through. So Dennis considered it urgent to get the results in the paper in the morning for the Kerry people living in Dublin. And he was the only one in the country to succeed in doing that.
Yeah. Bernie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
As usual, time is... Gee, we thought it was 2 hours, but I can tell you we could do it 10 hours for Dennis P. It's as simple as that. We're going for a short break. When we come back, we'll have another little bit of Dennis P. And we'll also be talking to more people, and we've loads of tributes coming in. The comment lines are closed now because Melanie tells me that the phones are absolutely on fire, and rightly so. Stephen is on sound. We're going for a quick break.
You're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kenmare. You're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kenmare.
You're very welcome back to Terrace Talk. Joe Langan from Tarbert was on, Tony Toomey from Cork, Moray, Doyle from Kenmare, Sonny Breen from Kilflin, Michael and Siobhan Duggan, Laura, Jimmy O'Brien, Killarney, Jack Cahill, Kenmare and Teresa, Mike Parker, Kilflin, Wharton's of Kenmare were on, the Keller family were on, Donovan's of Mangerton, Kilgarvan was on, and Rory and Patricia O'Sullivan, Killaglen Fisk, Michael Allen Fieries was on, Mary Cahill Killarney Post Office, Robert O'Dwyer from the Beara Peninsula, how are you Robert? Robert, the Scannell family, Clan Keane were on, well done to the Affert Football Club, that's from David and Sarah Fitzgerald. The Bickets of Woodlawn Killarney were on, the Routy Bar Kenmare, Dan Kylie Tarber was on, what year did Johnny Cullity play minor in goals from Michael O'Connor, got the Galan? That was 1952, 53 and 54, I think. Mary Cahill Sweeney, the Railway Kilgarvan, and Martin Cahill from Cork was on. John and Breed and Siobhan Barrett and the Kerry Athletics say thanks Dennis for all your help. Is he the same Dennis P who knows Sonny Knowles? Sonny Knowles was asking, this Sonny Knowles, the great singer, he met him in, he was asking about Dennis P in Lanzarote, he met somebody in Lanzarote, this caller said, and he was talking about Dennis P. He said he'd never met a man like him. Now, let's hear another little piece of Dennis P.
Barrett, when it came up and when the appointment was being made, and Ty Crowley, County Board Secretary, and a great friend of mine, came to me and he said to me, Dennis, this would be an ideal man for Pierrot. I said, thanks, Ty, but between running the shop and being secretary of the club and a very active and busy club, I wouldn't have the time to devote it and I wouldn't go forward. Anyway, John Barrett, Tim Linehan, my great friend in Ratmore Post Office, he did tremendous work in Piero.
Yes, indeed. Brady O'Shea from Two Sisters on. We'll be hearing another little bit of that soon because there's a little clip at the end of the thing. Anyway, we're going to the comment line now straight away again because we have two more men to talk about, to talk to us, PJ McIntyre and Michael Lyon. PJ, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Richie.
You're a lifelong friend of this man.
Lifelong. I knew Dennis before I ever came to Kinmare playing hurling and football in East Kerry, and Dennis was in charge of Kilgarvan teams and he was refereeing matches. But when I came to Kinmare, I got to know him better. It was the start of Rookie Rangers hurling, and Dennis and Leah Teddy Clifford and others were in charge. A gentleman. As a fellow, I went to county boards. I had the pleasure of having him in the car going to county board meetings from back in the 60s when all business was done at county board meetings, and it was often 1 o'clock or half one when county board meetings would finish up, and it was an hour and a quarter's drive back down to Kinmare. But you know, I often look back and the road wasn't half long enough with the stories that Dennis would have, and that was only a short journey once you had Dennis in the car.
You're not a bit surprised that the tributes are absolutely pouring into him, PJ?
Not a bit in the way of the world. The fellow says, in the thick and the thin, I wasn't around when they had the great teams in the 70s or in the 50s, but I know when I came down here first, there weren't great teams in Kilgarvan or down here because of immigration, and the funny thing about education had a big bearing on it as well, because anyone that went to college and qualified in something went working in Dublin or someplace, and they weren't commuting like the way they are now.
Yeah.
But he kept the hurling going through the thick and the thin in Kilgarvan all down through the years and never failed to field the team.
He did. He was a great man. PJ, thanks for joining us, PJ.
On behalf of me myself, I wish himself and John, two gentlemen, as the fellow says, the best of happiness and health in the retirement. And I've no doubt that we'll be seeing a lot more of Dennis. He'll have more time now for district board. And he has been unbelievable what his notes mean to people outside of the Rookie area.
And all over the world, really.
All over the world.
Thank you, PJ.
Right, best luck, Dennis, and thanks.
Thank you, PJ. We'll stay in the comment line now. We're going down to Valencia. Michael Lyon knows Dennis P for many, many long years. Mike, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Richie.
Great man.
Yes, I think Dennis P was a great Irishman, a great example of a true nationalist and a true Irishman, because he had a tremendous interest in the history and the culture and the language and the Gaelic games and the athletics, you know, and he was a fluent Irish speaker, being Gaelgaon Gusmur, you know, he had the Irishness to the marrow of his bones, you know. I first got to know him, I suppose, way back in the 70s when I was chairman of the South Kerry board, and he was one of the first people that I asked to write for the Kerry yearbook, you know.
Yes.
And we always called it random jottings from the grassroots, you know, because he was a powerful man with a pen, and he had a great history, I suppose, and a great memory. I remember one of the first things that he wrote was about a Kilgarvan Open Sports in 1949. Where you had people like Cathal O'Leary of Dublin taking part, and Tom Spillane and Paddy Sheehy and those, you know. And in fact, he was instrumental then in introducing me to Cathal O'Leary and Jim Crowley of Dublin, you know, 1955. Yeah. And another man he introduced me to was Eamon Young, and he got all those people to write for the Kerry yearbook.
Michael, a unique man.
A unique man, and I think that one thing he should do is commit his memories to paper, you know.
Yes, indeed.
And I think it would make great reading.
It would. Michael, thank you as usual for joining us.
Thank you, Richie.
You'll be with us in a few weeks' time when we'll go on launching, Sylvester Hennessy's launching his Kerry yearbook here in Terrastock in a few years' time, and Michael will be joining. Thank you for that, Michael. Now, so, we're coming to the conclusion. I want to thank everybody who rang up tonight, because Melanie was on the phones, and Steve O'Mahony was on sound. I'll be back Wednesday night in conversation. I'll be back next week in another cracking Terrace Talk, and we're going to finish up now. I want to thank everybody for joining us. We're going to hear a little bit from Dennis P, and then we're going to go out with a special song from a great friend of his, Jimmy O'Brien, who he also requested to sing. So from everybody here in Terrace Talk, Dennis P, you're an officer and a gentleman, a good judge of whiskey, And I'm sorry I couldn't play all that interview, but we could have done with 10 hours. Dennis P, you're a credit to the county. Of course, Dennis, you're involved in an awful lot, really. Your whole life has been devoted to charitable organisations and other matters around Kilgarvan.
Well, I suppose one of the first important things, you see, in those days, I was a Kerry hurling selector, and cars were scarce at the time. In those days, going to matches, you see, you normally hired 4 Hackney cars, and fundraising then came an issue, and I founded the Kilgarvan GAA Dramatic Society, and we had a great group, some excellent singers, and comedians and everything, Jerry Lynch and Dan Barn, Margaret Lynch, Peggy O'Sullivan, Ritchie, several more, and we went to places like, we went to the nearest parish to New York even one time, LA's Mines, and we went to Waterville, and we had a bumper crowd in Castlemaine. We were in the town hall in Macroom, we were in Ballyvoden, of course, Kenmare, Kilgarvan, and Lou Bridge make the bridges.
Yeah.
And that went on for a big number of years, and it was a great social outlet. We were able to hire 4 cars and have a nice supper for the participants. There'd be 15 or 16 in the group.
The news spreaded like wildfire through the throng, as to Fitzgerald Stadium, my way I made along. For Rebel Cork and Kerry now, the battle lines are drawn. But the flag it flies at half-mast for peerless Paddy Bone. Michael Cuddy's rig stands proud above Killarney town, while suffering from the darkening clouds gently falls down. The Kerry mist it quietly kissed the antlered stag and the fawn, as nature joined in mourning for our peerless Paddy Bone. From 36 to 52 he graced the green and gold, and parents to their children his mighty deeds extolled. His fishing boat and dingle pier stand silent in the dawn.
You're on the field with Terrace Talk, thanks to the all-new Quills Lansdowne Arms Hotel, Kenmare.